Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. On our last love-focused episode for February, I have my sister and brand manager, Krista, here to talk about specific things that we are loving in our lives right now and why. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. So y'all, I try to have, you know, different people on the team. And then also, of course, Jess is always here. I invited Krista for this episode because she's on the up and up. Krista is the youngest of the sisters, but she's still very mature and, you know, very old at this point. But she's just always in the know. I feel like out of all of us, you've always had more of the fashion sense, the trend sense. And it's why you were so good at the brand thing, because you're in tune with color combinations and how things flow and how things look. And two, she's in hair. When she's not with us, she's doing, you know, she's at a well-established, highly
sought after.
I'm highly paid, because it's a hot dollar when you walk in there, but just a very bougie, yes, salon. Okay. Because the quality of hair that you get there is
top notch. I would agree. Yes.
Yes.
So our clients know what they're getting when they come into our salon. Right. So, and it's a nice thing to be able to offer people. And you can, you know, put a pretty price on it, mm-hmm, for that, mm-hmm, reason.
Yes. So, and because it's a whole experience, yeah, and you also know you're not going to leave with purple hair.
Right.
I mean, you know, you have confidence in they're experts in that building. That's it's right. Not just somebody who, you know, is trying to make a quick buck. So, yeah. All that to say, too, I think that's probably part of it too. You talk to so many people all day.
I talk to so many people. I found out about so many things. And too, I just think it's my generation coming up with social media. I feel, mm-hmm, like I'm just really in it, and I research a lot and I look a lot. It's probably not the best thing ever to be so engulfed in social media, but I do think that that's how I find out about a lot of things,
right,
too.
And a lot of things you've loved and a lot of things that you've shared with me. You know, and we won't go off in it on this episode, but Chris has done some hormone research and shared a lot of that with me, and she's you need to start eating breakfast before your coffee, and you need to stop having so much caffeine, and you need to try this supplement. And I'm oh my god, you're right. I mean, you know what I mean? So there, yeah, are things that you have really geeked out on that have benefited me.
yeah well too. And you have to also to be careful and take all of that with a grain of salt, depending on what you're researching. But I feel like I've definitely, the social media has helped me in all aspects of life. And it's a really cool outlet to be able to get so much information, but also to be careful with what you absorb, because it can kind of be quacky too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't from one person, you can't. And yes, make sure you feel comfortable in what you're finding, and you know, you hear it from more than one person.
Too, not
right.
Only you know, taking this person's recommendation for everything that they have, right. You just need to step back and do your own research.
Say, how's that going to fit into my life?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do today though is just kind of go back and forth, and we are going to talk about our five, each of us have five-ish favorite things that we are loving right now. Okay, and this is not set on, you know, specific products. Some of it is products, but some of it is, you know, just things in our lives, things that are bringing us joy, things that are allowing us to just enjoy our days, enjoy our lives, enjoy, you know, get the fullest out of our days, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we're just gonna go back and forth. Do you want me to go first, or do you want to
go
first?
Sure, you go first.
Okay, so I'm gonna go first, and I'm gonna start with the thing that it's probably most recently discussed on my stories.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Cheese grater.
My cheese grater. It is my, what did I do before I had
it? I have no, I mean, I just buy grated cheese.
Okay. And so, we did too up until, and again, I think I talk about it way too often on this podcast, but Jess and I are obsessed with cheese. Like, we just love cheese. And so I was just buying cheese, you know what I mean? Until I decided that I wanted to like up level my cooking experience and go with grated cheese. Well, so then we are hand grating with like the grater that you just kind of run back and forth. A lot of cheese, because I top our foods with cheese. Like, we eat cheese as a snack. Like, we were just doing that with a lot of cheese, and it was exhausting. It was tiring. And so my neighbor randomly sent me.
Time consuming. I mean, whenever you're like trying to get dinner on the table with two kids, like, you're not wanting to like
grate cheese. Yeah. Right. And so my neighbor sent, this was like back in November, my neighbor sent me a link, and she was like, I'm buying this for myself for Christmas. And I was like, okay, I'm about to buy it for Jess for Christmas, because he's usually the one that does the cheese. And it has just been life-changing. Like, you can run a whole block of cheese through it in like a minute. I do carrots in there. I can shred a carrot in there. I have done so, well, I'm going to spoiler alert, but I've y'all know I cook bread a lot, and so a bread recipe that I was it bread or was it my cinnamon roll recipe some recipe that I was doing recently called for a whole stick of grated frozen butter. Now, oh, you tell me how hard that would be,
yeah,
without the thing, the contraption that I have to do. Whoa. It yes. But I just ran my butter stick right on and through there and kept going. Yes. Oh, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I've made like really thin sliced potatoes out of it for potato chips. And my neighbor was even telling me her son likes really thin sliced apples. And she's running an apple through there because, like, you know, wow. He's
so
like.
So it has different attachments.
And different attachments. Okay. It can be like a thick shred, a finely, you know, shredded shred, or like a slice.
Okay.
So it's just like a bar all the way across that the slice comes through. Yeah. So yeah, that's just what we've done so far, you know. But so my cheese grater has literally changed my life. It has saved so much time. Even Jess has agreed. Like, I think it was like $30-something, and Jess has agreed. Like, if this thing breaks, you order another one immediately. Like, you know, because we are literally lost without it at this point. So that is my first one. What about you?
So my first one is the sunrise alarm clock that I got from Amazon. Okay.
What? No, I want to hear about that. I'm wondering if it's the same one I got, Jess, that's
so
collecting dust.
I really, really wanted to start charging my phone in the kitchen. Like, whenever we get into bed for the night, like, I don't have my phone with me anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed you don't text me back.
I don't text back anymore.
It's so like, obnoxious.
And so it was just, I was just getting, I would rather either just, like, actually pay attention to the show that me and Kyle are watching, yeah, or, yeah, like, read a book.
And I love this.
So I just felt like that's what I needed to do. But I also have to have an alarm in the morning, because if I go to the gym, it's in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to get a sunrise alarm clock, and I looked at the Hatch, and it's so expensive. So I was like, so before I like jump into the Hatch sunrise alarm clock, like, let me try and get a cheaper one. So I researched it on Amazon, and I actually asked for it. We did Dirty Santa or Secret Santa for my husband's side of the family this for Christmas. And so that's what I asked for. And my sister-in-law gave it to me. And so I have just like fallen in love with it. And what it is like, so say I wake up at like 5:20 if I'm going to the gym, and you can set it like anywhere from 20 minutes to 5 minutes before that set mm-hmm. alarm goes off, and the light wakes you up like the sunrise does. And so
slowly, gradually.
Yeah. And so I'm always up before my actual sound alarm comes on.
Well, and isn't it supposed to
wake you up more gently.
So
yes.
You can come out of that deep sleep, yeah, instead of it being an abrupt. Okay. So do you notice that? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel different when you wake
up?
Yes.
Like, I'm out of the bed. Like, I don't like sit there. Well, and it probably has a lot to do with me not grabbing my phone, scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, when the light comes on, I like touch the button that turns the light off, and I'm like out of the bed. And which I've always been like a morning-ish person.
Yeah,
so I'm not super groggy in the morning unless I went to bed super late the night before or whatever. But no, I have felt a difference, and I honestly enjoy the routine before I go to sleep more than anything, mm-hmm. like not having my phone mm-hmm. with me and like not having to rely on it mm-hmm. as my alarm. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it. And two, the alarm sound that comes on is just like little birds chirping. Aww. So it's just like very
in an oasis. Yeah. Well, and too, with the weather, because it's, you know, the sun hasn't been coming up till now. We're seeing it rise a little bit earlier, but like during the winter,
right?
You were waking up. If your alarm was still going off at that time, you were waking up in black.
Yeah,
you know?
It was really dark yeah. in our room. And so, and two, it can, you can do it as a sound machine as well. So you can have like the white noise, pink noise, black noise.
Will
all
it
of that.
Stay on the whole time?
So I haven't used that yet.
Okay.
So we have a Dyson fan, and that's kind of our mm-hmm. that's our like sound. Mm-hmm. But I know that you and Candace both did it for y'all's babies, like using the sound. Yeah.
And so, you know, we still leave the monitor on. It's in the hallway. But it's so we can hear their white noise come through our monitor, because we've gotten addicted to the white noise. So yeah. Jess and I were just having this conversation the other night about, I want something like that, because the more research I'm doing on this circadian rhythm stuff, I want something like that to kind of help me ease out of that deep sleep. Mm-hmm. And he is like, I need something that's got white noise. Mm-hmm. And so the Hatch has both.
I know.
But it's so expensive.
And too, like, I feel like it would be easier to like put that on a registry or like buy yeah. that for, like, you know, I just felt like it
How
was
How you gonna
too,
spend $200
on
yourself, right.
you know, but now that I know that I like it, and nothing's wrong with this Amazon one. It was like $30, like super cheap. And so I'm not saying that like it's not doing what it needs to do. And so I'm going to like buy the Hatch, but maybe one day
right.
I'll invest in that, or right. it can be like given to me. But yeah, that's what I have really been enjoying.
I love that. I was just thinking about it the other day, because Glory woke me up in the middle of the night. And I mean, it was like I was from dead to straight up alive. And I couldn't go back to sleep after, you know, because it was that early enough in the morning that there's no going back to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like crap all day long. Yeah. And I know it's because of how I woke up. And so
it was like abrupt.
Yeah.
Or abrupt.
There's different like enough. Stages of your sleep. And like, mm-hmm. you know, I clearly was in a deep one. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to have to get that link. And I think we will probably, I'll figure out how to link all these in
yeah,
the notes.
There's a few links, but.
Yeah, not all of it is a link. Okay, so my next one is not a linkable thing. I am loving, for the past several months of my life, there's a backstory. Okay, so I really wanted an elliptical. Like, I really just kept telling Jess when it was getting cold out in the fall, I'm like, I really want an elliptical at my house. If you remember, at the other house, I had one and we left it. I love an elliptical. I always have. And so he was like, no, we are not bringing a heavy thing up the stairs again. And like, it collected dust, because after a while it did. When I got heavy into bar, mm-hmm. I didn't do it as much. And so I've had a gym membership, and he's like, why don't you just use the gym membership and go get on the elliptical? And so I have been. Mm-hmm. And so prior to that, I was really trying to like walk, run a little bit more outside, because it was the same time I was like dealing with like trying to come off of some medicine and all that stuff. And so, I just started going to the gym a little more consistently. Not as consistently as I wish, but with all the things we got going on up in here, it's as good as I can get right now. But I am loving my time on the elliptical at the gym. So,
do you listen to like podcasts?
I listen to worship music.
Worship music. Okay.
Pretty 95% of the time. It's yeah. on the same playlist. And so I will get on the elliptical, and I will stay probably, this is not a prescription. Nobody follow my rules here, because this is just what I do. I'm sure people are like, that girl's a cardio queen, you know, but like, I'll get on the elliptical for like 20 to 25 minutes. And sometimes, depending on like how close I am to my period, or sometimes I'll just stay on the elliptical. But if I'm feeling good, I'll get off the elliptical and go run on the treadmill after that. And something about being on that elliptical, warming my legs up instead of me walking outside and just hitting the pavement, is life-changing. And I don't know. Everybody I know hates running on a treadmill.
Y'all love it.
Okay, I love it.
I literally love it.
Give me a black screen and some loud music and don't look at me. And like, I'm gone, you know?
That, I was going to put that as one of mine as I've been running pretty consistently since probably right before, because we did the turkey trot in November.
Yeah,
and Kyle like really wanted me to do that with him. So I guess I like had to start running for that. But yeah, I've really been enjoying it. And the way that I do it too is I've told you about the Peloton.
Mountain climbing. Well, no, ma'am.
You really need to do it. It's a lot of fun. But the Peloton, they have like guided runs and then guided hikes that I really enjoy too. But yeah, I mean, it's something about, you just feel better.
You
like
feel
getting
so much
your heart
better.
Rate up.
Yes.
And
it's just fun. A different experience to me. Still am going to bar, right? And I still do my form workouts here, like my low impact, like weight workouts here. But like, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm able to just like let it all out, you know? And so I talk to God almost the whole time. Mm-hmm. I cannot explain it, and it just doesn't sound normal, I guess, to anybody else, but it's like a place that I feel the closest to him when I'm like sweating and dying, but also not able to stress and think about a lot of things at one time. And that's, I get great ideas there. I get, you know, just humbled there. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And so, but also I just love the way I feel afterwards too.
I love that so much. Whenever I was walking a lot in our neighborhood, I would listen to a lot of worship music, and it just like gets you in your feels. Love it. Yes. I love it so much.
I mean, I have caught myself like singing out loud with my hand,
like
yes,
worshiping
while I'm running. I am that girl. Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, that's, I love that. Mm-hmm. I had a client tell me that one time he tries to like walk, and he actually brings his Bible into the,
and he puts it on the treadmill.
And he reads his Bible, and he has had so many people come up and approach him and like be inspired by
really?
That. Isn't that so
cool? That is awesome.
I was like, man, I wish I could do that.
I literally saw a guy last week on the treadmill reading a book, and I'm like, how the heck are you doing that?
Yeah.
I would throw up. Yeah. But I mean, maybe, I don't know, if God's there with him, he's zoning his eyeballs in on those words, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that.
All right, what's your next one?
So I guess kind of on the same topic since we're talking about God. So Kyle and I have been church shopping here recently.
I love this.
We have been a part of a church for a while, and we love it. We like it. But we are just like really wanting to, we haven't become a member yet. And I think that that's what we've been talking. It's like, why haven't we become a member yet? Mm-hmm. Are we not? We just want to experience different things. And so when Kyle and I moved back from Atlanta to Jackson, and before that we lived in New York and Atlanta, and unfortunately we weren't going to church then. It was just really hard and overwhelming.
Y'all were kind of just surviving at that point.
It was hard and overwhelming. But once we got married, I was like, we've got to get into a church. And so we ended up going to a church, and we like it. But now that we are like hoping to like start a family soon and all of that, we just really want to get in a community, so that we can have that community, and also to like our future kids can have that community. So, we've gone to two, and we really like both of them, and we have a couple more on our list, but it's just been a fun thing on Sundays. It's like we go, we experience, we come back to our house, and we like make breakfast and talk about the things that we liked about it, things that we didn't like about it. Because Kyle and I both had like very different church backgrounds growing up. So it's just been fun to see like things that like he really likes and really enjoys, and things that I do too, and vice versa. Like, it was so interesting. So the church that we have been going to, they have like really good feel good worship music. And so the past two churches that we've gone to, like, not that
like
at all.
No.
Yeah. But no, seriously, I have never seen Kyle like open his mouth while worship was going on at our first church that we were going to. But like, he opened the hymnal and he started mouthing it. And I was like, okay, like, this is his.
Fell into step.
I could tell that he has really been enjoying more of a traditional church. So that's been really cool for me to see. So yeah, that's something that we've been enjoying.
I love that. Cause like, yeah. So Krista and I both came from Greek Orthodox background. So we were it was a traditional,
traditional
We did the same thing every Sunday.
Yeah.
Had to dress a certain way. I mean, it was very traditional. And so it's funny because when growing up, I would have said the church that Kyle, because Krista and Kyle knew each other growing up. And so I would have said that Kyle's church that he went to was more not traditional. You know, I mean, it was though. It was still a traditional Baptist church, but it was more like they did fun things and there was always something going on, and like you never knew what they were going to pull out of their hat.
It was just a totally different experience from what me and Constance grew up doing.
Yeah.
So we just thought of it as non-traditional,
right. Yeah. And so same with the church Jess grew up in. And now, but now looking at the church we attend now, we're like, really not traditional, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think that's interesting to see how he's being shown some of his roots, and that feels comfortable.
It's
and like
very comfortable.
From a, you have to be in a place of comfort to want to dive in and grow.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. And he was like, okay, like we got not only to say like this past church that we went to, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, like they like called us and like reached out to us and was like, we want y'all to be like in the Sunday school. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like,
we're not done shopping yet.
Well, not only that, it's like, I've been asking him to get into a small group for so long. And it was like, he just like, I think he's just more comfortable in this one church.
That is,
and so
we are
going to try out the Sunday school just to see like, if we like it, like that's part of shopping a church is like, seeing how that Sunday school will like
fit
with us.
Yeah.
So
that is wild.
Yeah,
I love
exciting.
That. Okay. So my next one is we all up about some Jesus today, because my next one is about this Bible study that my small group and I have been doing. And it's several of you guys have seen it on my stories and asked me what it was. It's Priscilla Shire, and it's called Breathe. And it is an entire study about the Sabbath and what God intended for the Sabbath as for us as humans. And she just really dives heavily into some of the Old Testament, like how to honor the Sabbath. And then she also dives into what that means for us in return. And so like the thing that has stuck out to me the most is like, she talks about when the Israelites were hungry and they were needing food. They were tired of eating the same old thing. They were needing food. And so Moses asked God to rain down manna. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so manna starts coming down. Moses asked God for food or whatever. So God starts raining down manna and he provided their need. Right. But then he says, on the Sabbath day, I'm not going to, like, manna is not going to come because you're to rest, you know. So gather enough the day before so that you can rest. You can have the Sabbath. And Sabbath was a new idea to them. They were only used to, like, work, slavery, like, just grinding to the bone. And so the idea of gathering enough and then it's sustaining you for the next day was unheard of, because they're like, no, I got to get up, I got to work, that's how I'm going to sustain myself today, every single day. And so she puts forth this idea of the double portion, okay, meaning like, if you just do what you need to do on the days that God has designed for you to do that, and then you honor him by taking the rest. Mm-hmm. No matter if you feel like your to-do list is still 5 miles long, no matter if someone's asking you to work today or asking you this question to, like, no matter, if you put forth that
discipline, maybe?
Yeah, discipline and boldness to just be, to choose rest. And in the rest, looking to God to supply it, right? Because it makes no sense in your brain. It makes no sense. Like, well, that task did not get done, so I need to do it. Well, all the work was not finished, so I need to go in there and do it. And so what the idea is like, no. You
trust in him and he will provide.
Right. You do your best when you're supposed to be. But then when it's time to rest, you rest 100%. Yeah. You don't work 20%. And, you know, it, like kind of like you with the phone. Mm-hmm. Like y'all were committing to watching a show together, but then you're scrolling half the time.
Right.
You've got both feet straddling a line. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's just been something that I really am so terrible about. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, babe, let's start a show is a prime example. And then I'm like replying to people in our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Or I'm checking the inbox to see if anybody sent anything over this evening. Or I'm thinking of one last thing that I needed to do. And I'm finishing it up on my laptop real quick. Like, and so for me, I've been...
And like, if you're doing that with someone, that your partner, whoever you're doing that with, is like feeling that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, well, she's not interested.
For sure. And that's where this started, is with my kids. Like, I'm picking... I was getting off work and going to pick them up, in all quotes, at 2:30 or whatever in the afternoon. But then I was coming back home, putting them on a snack or on a TV show and opening my computer back up.
Yep.
So I was not getting off work. I was better off letting them stay for aftercare. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I could focus. And so they, once they got home, would feel my full attention. And then as it's just bled over, it's like, okay, the same crap is happening at 7 p.m. at night. Like, when is the stop point?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's been really, this Sabbath study has really pushed me to step into the stop point. Not only that, not only say like, okay, I'm not doing work right now, but also like what it's kind of turned into is just trusting God that like he's going to take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if I didn't, like, even if I didn't get my entire to-do list done, like with this cooking week thing that we just had, the promotional stuff, I had a lot of unchecked things, things that I did not finish that I had intended to finish for the cooking week promotional piece. And I was just like, okay, you've got to stop. There are other priorities. And then look at God. Like, he's already had so many people turn out mm-hmm. for it. You know,
like,
what I mean?
Maybe those things didn't need to be included anyway.
Right. And, or maybe I just need to stop trying to have so much dang control
right.
over every little thing. Mm-hmm. Like, because this, you know, this is, and she talks about this too. Like, this is, I know this is what God called me to do. So, like, I got to let him tell me what to do, and then I got to leave it alone. And the leave it alone part is really hard for me. And so just the more I've been practicing this whole, like, step away, rest, look to God, spend extra time in prayer, spend extra time talking to him, even if your to-do list is 5 miles long. You know, like, the more it has just shown me how right it is mm-hmm. and how I have so much more of a peace now than if you had asked me this 5 months ago.
Well, because just in our world, it's kind of like we reversed, right? Like, it's, you've got to be doing it all. Go,
that's
go,
right.
go, do. And like, we still need to honor that.
Mm.
And so it's great that you're doing that.
She talks about that a lot too
yeah,
in the study.
Just,
like,
I mean,
just how if you're not out there working 24/7, then you're being judged
like,
for not working
24/7.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so it's a really hard stop sometimes.
The pace of life here is just crazy, and I definitely experienced that when Kyle and I traveled in Europe. It's just like people are just so much more just like go with the flow. They're okay to like sit down and like go have a lunch for
yeah.
2 hours
yeah.
during the day. Like, it just like you need to have that balance of like work and rest,
right? Because so. Right, because at the end of the day, if you work yourself to death, like, you're still supposed to enjoy your work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not supposed to be such a miserable grind. And right. I'm not saying mine was a miserable grind. I'm saying I had no boundaries.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what I do is feel good and like mm-hmm. feel with people, and like I want to give everybody what they're
and
asking for.
Relationships,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. But even still, there's boundaries to that, or I'll get burnt out. And mm-hmm. I've experienced burnout before, and I do not want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your next one?
Third one.
Yes.
So my third one is therapy. I have been going to therapy for about a year and a half now.
Yes.
And, yeah, I just think that it's a great thing to like add into your routine of life. If you know, are able to, even if it's not something that like, if we're not having like this traumatic thing going on in your life that you need to like fix, I think outside of that, it's even better
right.
because you can just have someone to talk to
and unpack things.
Just the things like. They could be very silly things, or yep. they could be like deep things, deep rooted things that you just didn't even know mm-hmm. about yourself. And like having someone on the other side of the couch, like looking at you and like, you know, making you really think about like what you're saying and what you're like, I don't know. They just kind of make you question like your thoughts, and mm-hmm. not many people are like bold enough to make you question your thoughts. Right. And so,
because our thoughts are not trustworthy.
No. So yeah, I have really, really been enjoying that, over the past couple of years. And two, I'm like super open about it. And I know Constance is too. It's just, it's a great addition. And I don't think that people realize how, affordable it can be, as long, you know, if you can find a provider in your,
network.
In your network. Yeah. Like I wrote it on my notes. It's like $30 to $40 a session. Mm-hmm. And that's literally like you not going out to eat, like twice a week for lunch.
Right, for lunch. Right. Take your lunch break. Get your therapist off and bring a sandwich.
You can invest that into your mental health. Right, so, right. Yeah.
And I think what's so powerful about it, I mean, I know they're very educated and they have a lot of like things that they, I mean, I don't know. My therapist she's just got a lot of like pathways. She sits like, oh my God. When I was in there recently, she was like, when you're talking about this right now, how do your feet feel? And I was like, are you kidding me?
You asking about
my feet? But she, how, because I had anxiety all over my body as I was talking about like a high energy topic, but my feet were still like weighted and stagnant and not buzzing. And like, you know, she said, try to channel some of that energy up, you know, so it was powerful.
Yeah.
But so some of the stuff that they do is a little quacky, but I personally think that it is beneficial, because never would I ever be like, how do my feet feel right now? Let me channel some of that calm energy up to my heart, anxious heart right now. Never would I ever outside of that. But I've noticed the past, you know, few weeks that I've been like,
how do my feet feel
right now? Because I'm so mad. Let me, you know. But I think too, part of that, I mean, so that's the quacky-ish part that some people kind of think is woo-woo, but they don't go there unless you give them permission.
Right.
But for me, what's so powerful about therapy is seriously talking to, it's like one of the only people in the world you can talk to that is not biased one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot come to you with like if I had a struggle with Jess, or if I had a struggle with our other sister, or I cannot come to you and you be able to talk to me with a completely biased opinion, because you know Jess, you love Jess, you've loved him for 15 years.
Yep.
Like our sister is your sister as well as she is my sister. You know, like it's a web, it's tangled, it's, and then too, even just the topic that I'm discussing with you might impact you somehow.
Right.
So you have an opinion based on how you want it to turn out. Mm-hmm. And so I just think having someone there that's just kind of like, look, this is what I'm seeing, and I don't have a dog in this fight. Mm-hmm. And then challenging you there is so, I feel like everybody needs it.
I agree. I love it so much. I mean, and it's not like a situation or a thing that you have to do like every week. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, yeah, if there's something that you need to like
work out,
I would, you know, maybe suggest, and they probably would suggest too, like going once a week. But then like after that, like it's just like a check-in. Mm-hmm. And like you could talk about, you know, that specific thing, if it's gotten any better, or just like how you had a bad day at work.
Right.
And like how to manage that or
deal with the day to day. Yeah. I had been going regularly, like, you know, but I kind of eased off around the holidays. But after Christmas, I went back.
Yeah.
Because I was for a check in. And I've been like one or two times since then. But like, I needed, I had a lot of frustrations around like holiday purchases and holiday busyness. And then because of that, like the way I responded, I kind of was feeling frustrated. I'm like, what have I been doing all this work for, you know, this self-work for, because I just kind of blew it, you know, with my responses. And so, you know, with a check-in to kind of just get everything back in order. Yeah. And that was, you know.
Sometimes like all you need to do, I remember there was one session that I was like, eat up by this like certain situation, and all I needed to do was just say it. Like, I just needed to talk about it.
That's right.
And like, I have not been eat up with that situation since. Like, it is insane like how much, because like sometimes you don't want to say that to your husband, or you don't want to say that to your best friend, or whatever. Like, you just want to get it out, and like once you get it out, it's like a weight is just like lifted off of your shoulders. Yes. You're like, that's all I needed.
That's right.
And you don't want to like talk to yourself. I mean, I guess you could.
You could journal it. That'd be the second
best. I wish
I
were better at that.
Me too.
I'm not a good journaler at all.
I try to journal every now and then for my kids. Like I talk to them about who they are right now. And but it's not consistent enough. I just like, so anyway, my point is, if I think about journaling, I'm thinking about doing it for them. But I would love to be able, I would love to make it a point, right, to journal like some frustrations.
Yeah.
Every so often. Okay. So yeah, that therapy is one for both of us. I told her we would tag team that one because it is life-changing. That's all.
Me and Constance have definitely seen a ton of benefits from it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I thought that would be a good topic for us to talk
for
about.
For sure. And I think, I don't know, I feel like the more I talk about it, I don't know about you, but I feel like the more I talk about it with other people, then next thing I know, they're getting a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like the more you normalize it, it's like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so my next one is my sourdough journey. Now, this is funny to talk about with Krista because she, I think I mentioned it on the podcast with Jess a couple weeks ago, but Krista and Kyle, when they were living in Atlanta, they had just moved to Atlanta when COVID hit, and they came and lived with us for a little while to, like, you know, be near family during all the chaos. And so they were living in our house upstairs, and Krista says, I'm going to start sourdough. And I was just like, okay, I have a newborn. Like, let's do it. But I had no idea what that really – I mean, sourdough, you were kind of the front runner for sourdough. Mm-hmm. Like, so we nurtured that freaking sourdough starter every day. We treated it like another baby in the house.
And Constance was obviously still working. She still was running mm-hmm. her business. And at the time, I wasn't working for Constance. And I was out of the salon for like 9 weeks. So like, yeah. I literally had nothing to do.
Right. And Kyle was upstairs on his computer all day long.
I'm going to invest in the sourdough journey.
Right, right. And so we did. I mean, she did it. We acted like we knew what we were doing. And she did it. And we had like the best loaf of our lives. One day, like when the groceries were empty, we were like, well, at least we know we can make bread and survive. But then I had just, so then last year, I don't remember what made me want to start it last year. And I tried to start a sourdough starter, and then I just kind of let it die. But this year I brought it back. Like, I am obsessed with bread. I'm obsessed with bread and cheese and baking. I mean, I am the worst dietitian on the planet.
No way. No, it's a good example of that you can
have it all.
Have it all.
Yeah. And so I am very new with it still. Like, I don't. And then Candace, our middle sister, has just started doing it too. And so we're all kind of like observing pictures of each other's food. But I don't know exactly what I'm looking for or how to make things better quite yet. But I am loving just kind of the act of, I've got this bubbly little jar in my fridge, and then like I can turn out some pancakes mm-hmm. or a loaf of bread or pizza dough or all. Yeah. And so it's calming to me. The ones that say like need for 10 minutes, I'm like, heck yeah, let's go, you know? So yeah, I've been seeing, I don't know if Instagram is targeting me or what, but I've been seeing all these like homesteading is my new era kind of stuff. And I am here for it, baby. I just convinced Jess Shelby to get me some more beds outside so I can plant like some cooler vegetables out there too this summer. So I'm like, y'all come on over if you need vegetables or bread.
If only we could have chickens.
We're going to have dad's chickens. My dad, we manipulated our dad into getting chickens. And I manipulated our dad.
It was very much so.
I manipulated our dad into getting chickens. But now he loves them. Like, they're his little pets.
It's his hobby, kind of.
They lay eggs. And, like, every morning he sends us a picture of his eggs that he's eating for breakfast. Yep. Anyway. So, yeah. All right. What's your next one?
My next one is the Shark Flex style that I got. Kyle got this, for me for Christmas.
Okay. Say what it is.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's basically like the Dyson Airwrap.
Yeah.
But it's by Shark, the company Shark. And so I have the bundle that is just like your regular, it's a hair dryer for those of you who don't know, but, it has the diffuser, which I have naturally curly hair, which I've really enjoyed. Then there's like a round brush attachment, a regular just like nozzle attachment, and then like an air wrap attachment. And that's what they call, I think, like the Flex style. So yeah, I've really been enjoying it. Just it's been fun to do something different with my hair. Mm-hmm. I think that it's more of like a blowout look versus like a curling iron look. with just like a regular curling mm-hmm. iron. And so, yeah, I've just really been enjoying doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot of hair. Do you do it every day?
That's the only thing is like, I wish when I do blow it out, I do have to do it every day mm-hmm. because I have naturally curly
It'll
hair.
It'll kink up by tomorrow.
It'll kink up right underneath my nape.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I do have to do it every day if I wear my hair like a straight blown out look. But yeah. other than that, I mean, it's fine. It's kind of like, it's fun for me to do
yeah.
it, to do something different. I might get tired of it in a few months.
No,
but
that's okay.
But yeah, I've really been enjoying
it.
I
got tired of it for a little while too.
Yeah.
And then you made me get back to it. So I got the air wrap when I was on a healthier hair journey. And I mean, you said that like it really, when I was using it regularly instead of my straightener and curling iron.
It's a different type of heat. Like I know it's still heat, but thermal heat versus just like air heat is different, and it's just not as hot.
And not as damaging.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think it was helpful for me initially when I was trying to get a little more length, and now I'm back to using it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, and then my last one is my Plum paper planner. Okay, so I was a internet planner or Google Calendar planner person for life, like forever and ever. And then in 2022, as I was headed into 2023, I was like, really, you know, I'm going to get my life together kind of thing. I'm going to get my business together. I'm going to get, you know, I was kind of tired of waking up every day, like not knowing what the day was going to hold, you know, as far as work goes. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to start getting a little more detailed with how my work days go so that I can be more efficient and more effective. And so part of that was like trying out a paper planner. And so I did. I got on Plum Paper and I designed one to meet my needs. And so for me, it was like, they have some that have a time slot from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need an area each day to kind of write out. At 9 a.m., I got this. At 11, I got to do this. And then another place to kind of keep track of my definite to-dos today, things I don't want to forget, social media planning. I have a calendar at the top of each week that I put in, like Instagram, Reels, all the things.
So do you fill it out at the beginning of every month? Or as you go, I guess.
At the beginning of every week, I fill it out. Now, I still use my Google Calendar because that's how Jess and I really communicate, like, activities. We have three calendars around here. Mm-hmm. I use a Google Calendar. He uses a Outlook with his work. He has to use that. So I use my Google, he uses his Outlook, but then we also have a calendar on the refrigerator where we kind of plug in things that apply to everyone else. Like, I don't care if he's got an 8:30 meeting that doesn't apply to me, but if I'm like, hey, I'm going to record at 8:30 in the kitchen, then he needs to know that so he can get out of there. Mm-hmm. But the kids' schedules go on that one downstairs on the refrigerator. That's where we keep who's dropping off, who's picking up from school, all of that. But then my Plum Paper calendar is where I'm writing specifically for my day. Like, I have, you know, I'm going to go to the gym. I've got mother's Bible study. But then I've also got like Sarah Mason's dance, because some days that matters to my schedule. And then in the back, I just keep a to-do list of things I know I need to do. And at the beginning of every week, I plug in where those are going to fit into the schedule. I mean, it's not like just the most beautifully executed right now. I am not a master at it, but I feel like it's really helped me to not fly by the seat of my pants as much.
Kind of helps you keep be accountable, to have kind of like a
yes,
yeah.
And I am looking to checking the check boxes off of the to-do list. Like, that is the goal, you know what I mean? So and the calendar, you know, I'm instead of saying I'm gonna work from 9 to 2 today, I'm saying from 9 to 10 I'm gonna plan this, from 10 to 11 I'm gonna approve, you know, images from, you know, all, you know, it breaks my day down a little bit more so that I don't get
you're
lost down a
focused.
Rabbit hole. Yeah,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have your hands in so many different things.
So many different things.
So it would be very hard to like figure out that if you didn't have some sort of system like that. Yeah.
Yes. All the balls were getting dropped before I started this, you know, somewhat loose system.
Yeah.
So
That's awesome though. I need that. Mm-hmm. Right now we're just using just regular like iPhone calendars, but we don't have mm-hmm. as much like going on as y'all do.
I mean, I think it would have been fine, but Jess's Outlook wouldn't sync because his mm-hmm. company is under such a lock protection, like, you know, from outsiders. And so I could never see his schedule. And so the calendar on the refrigerator has really worked for us for the most part. Yeah. So.
My last one is kind of like my current coffee journey obsession. So, probably about I don't know how long it's been.
Over a year.
Probably over a year. I stopped drinking caffeinated coffee just because I felt like it was increasing my anxiety. And so for the longest time, I was ordering coffee from Black Rifle, which our middle sister mm-hmm. was the one that introduced me to that company, and they had decaf coffee. So I was just ordering decaf from them. And I mean, it was fine, but I was feeling myself like not being excited about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then Constance introduced me to her Nespresso machine, and she had a decaffeinated like
pod
that I could try. And I was like, okay. So I ordered that, we've had that for a while. Well, then my husband bought me the Ember Cup for Christmas, and that has just like elevated it extremely. Mm-hmm. I am very, very strange about temperatures, and I like everything if they're hot.
Burn her tongue off. it must make a bubble on
the roof of my mouth. No, but if it's hot, I want it to be hot. If it's cold, I want it to be cold. Like, I don't want anything that's supposed to be hot, like lukewarm. I don't want anything like kind of melted if it's supposed to be frozen. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just very particular about the temperatures, and my Ember Cup has helped me with that. I'm not having to put my cup in the microwave like 3 times during the morning. Mm-hmm. And 2, I've enjoyed being able to like make me maybe like another cup and bring it to work, and it continue to stay hot in between my clients. Like, it'll stay hot probably through my first client, but like into my second client, it's dead at that mm-hmm. point. So it's able to kind of keep it warm enough for me.
Does it fit in your cup holder?
No, but I have like a little, you're supposed to like kind of like put your phone right there and let it charge, but I just like put it right there and it stays. Okay. It's fine because it has a covered top to go on top of it so it doesn't spill. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it. So that's what's bringing me joy lately.
So we're recording this before Valentine's Day, but that's what I asked for Valentine's Day.
I hope you get it.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on the Amazon order, but don't tell him. Don't tell him I saw it. But yeah, so I hope I love it as much as you do.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that was just kind of a fun episode. Just some of our favorite things. I think that's what I get a lot of that. Like, people just want to know like what we're loving, what we're doing. And so that's it, y'all. I feel like Krista and I both are on a journey to slower pace, mm-hmm. but more enjoyable time.
Yeah.
And it looks different, obviously, you know, with the things that we've listed as our favorites, and just some of the things we're doing in our lives. But I think both of us are really on that journey right now. And, you know, I think from the beginning of the year, it's kind of what I've hoped for you guys, for everybody listening, that we are just intentional with what we do with our time and intentional with the goals that we set for ourselves, whether it be weight loss or longer hair or a better coffee experience or whatever it is, but just being intentional and then being okay in that. And so I think that was kind of exemplary in this episode, is like you're like, I love my sunrise clock because it gets me off my phone. Mm-hmm. And you know, and so I think it's not just about the product, right? It's about what it does for us throughout our day to make us just a little more settled, less anxious.
Intentional, and to like, if you're going to spend your time doing it, make sure it's worth it.
Right. Or in your money. Yeah.
Yeah. And your money. So make sure it's elevated if you want to do it.
Take it all the way to the top, baby. We want the Mercedes version.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I hope y'all have a wonderful day, and don't forget to say grace.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love,
Make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya.